Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. It's going to be our Hot 25. We tell you about events going on this weekend with the Bob Brady Auto Group. Danny Reynolds joins us. Plus, we'll give away tickets. It all starts now.
You're listening. You're listening to Byers & Company. Only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I would remind you of one thing you really need to plan on attending. I know we don't go to everything the way we used to go to everything, but we've got our Shake the Lake concert this weekend. We'll tell you about that. But also the third annual McElroy Memorial Golf Outing, which supports the YMCA. It's coming up Friday, July 20th. It's only $600 a team. And when I say only $600, I don't mean that to sound frivolous. It's just a lot of these things you play in are $1,000 or $1,200. $600 is a pretty good deal. It's a lot of fun. And we all spend the day having great memories about our late mayor and good friend. The memorial outing is Friday, July 20th. You can contact the YMCA if you'd like to get a team in there. You can call 872-3835. Sign up your team. It's one golf outing I think you should put on your calendar because as the years have passed, it's less pain and mourning and more joy and remembering and telling great stories. And a lot of the friends of the late mayor are there that day. And I know the family comes out and they appreciate it. It's a great day. And it benefits something he cared a great deal about, which is our YMCA. There's no shortage of things to do. Certainly when we decided to come up with this concept about the Hot 25, the idea wasn't how do we come up with 25 things, it's how do we narrow it down to 25 things, because there's 800 things happening between June 1st and Labor Day. And one of those things is our Shake the Lake series. And Danny, how did you guys get involved in this to begin with?
Well, we do a lot with the Park District, yeah. And they reached out and said, hey, we got a very unique opportunity. You know, it's a concert series at the, and I'm kind of getting into country.
Are you really? This seems to be like a, you know, here's the thing. We've been talking about this all morning, how consumption habits change. You know, there aren't really, you know, when we were growing up, you were a fan of rock and roll, or you were a fan of country, or you were a fan of hip hop, and you really had a genre, you know? Now all of those things cross and intersect, and, you know, we have people who listen to 95Q and Hot 105. 20 years ago, those things would have never met each other.
Right. I was classic rock. I didn't like, you know, some of the new stuff, so it was just classic rock. Every time I'm golfing, play my classic rock, and then just finally started, you know, brother and sister down in Nashville and saw a couple concerts, and it was over.
That was it.
Yeah.
Well, I love that you can still learn new stuff. I think that's a healthy way to be. But, you know, with Consociate and dancing, you guys have been involved in the community. You understand the importance of being involved.
Right.
And you know, you're huge United Way contributors, and just, you know, being there and being a locally owned company makes all the difference in the world. So, thank you for your sponsorship up front. I know it makes it possible for a lot of people to get down to the lake and enjoy, you know, free music and be able to enjoy the day. And to Bob Brady Auto Group, which is expanding. They're, like, creating this empire. You know, they're now out with a Cadillac. We'll get into those details. But Steve Gensler joins us from the Bob Brady Auto Group. What's important, I mean, you know, there's few and few local businesses, right? Banks aren't what they used to be. You've got fewer and fewer people at the table that can bring the resources to help these events succeed.
Yeah, I think that's true also. I think Danny does a good job, too, with making sure people understand the local, because we do business with him also. And we're big with our local and our local community. I mean, that's huge for us.
We've always said, you know, if you're local, support the people that are local that support the community, because, you know, they don't have to. And yet time and time again, people like the Reynolds family, you know, step up and support the cause. And Bob's always been about that in his career, right?
That's correct. He's always been about the community. And that's one thing that we thrive on for us. And we preach that.
No doubt about it. All right, so Shake the Lake. We'll spend some time talking about the details here if you want to get out and enjoy the concert this weekend, because the full list, if you go to check out the Hot 25 list, you can find that online at nowdecatur.com. You can also then watch the videos and all the social media stuff. This is the seventh annual 95Q fan appreciation concert, and it's going to be June 22nd. The gates open at 6. Music starts at 7. It's the Lakeshore Landing, and then that's the parking lot near the beach house down there. Food and drink will be available for purchase. Now, you're going to have to help me out. Jacob Bryan and Walter McGuire, you're the big country music fan. Any idea?
No. I'm not that diverse yet.
Well, you'll get there.
But I know there's a couple that are fantastic. I know 95Q does an awesome job.
Well, Toby works. What happens usually with this stuff, is that you'll see somebody down at Shake the Lake, and then 6 months from now, that person's on the charts, and you go, hey, wait, we saw that guy down there. Because he works with these record labels down in Nashville to book these aspiring artists, these up-and-comers.
Yeah, he's rubbing elbows with all the...
Yeah, the bigwigs.
The talent down there, so, yes. And, you know, that's one of the big reasons we got involved, because this is a family event. So we... get out the beach balls and stuff like that. The kids absolutely enjoy it while the concert's going on. Mom and Dad are listening to music. They're playing around. It's a great event.
All right, so come on down this Friday. And who knows about the weather? I mean, you know, last week it changed 17 times by the time the weekend got here. And that's the crazy thing about summer is it's hard to predict out 2 or 3 days. All right, so I want to talk about these deals. Right now, you know, we're taking with the Hot 25, we're bringing a different Bob Brady vehicle to all of the events. We're in the 2018 Cadillac Escalade right now, which is, in my opinion, just my opinion, literally the most luxurious SUV on the planet.
That's exactly right. Brian, you talk about all the warnings on the inside. If something happens inside the car while you're driving, to the way it rides, to the
I comfort. Almost feel like I don't have to do anything. I mean, it's like Jetson's time, right? I mean, it's just like if you get in a wreck in this thing, it's got to be entirely the other guy's fault, because I have never seen the technology, you know, and even from just a few years ago. I mean, you know how fast this stuff changes.
It's funny how you bring up the Jetsons, because we talk about that a lot. One day these things are going to just be flying and taking us places to place. And
I'm good with that. I'm good in the backseat doing work. I really am. I'm okay with that. But I want you to tell folks about this, because not only, I mean, you guys got Mitsubishi and Hyundai and Jeep and Cadillac. And I mean, there's nothing you can't get at the Bob Brady Auto Group.
That's exactly right. You know, I want to touch on Mitsubishi real quick. You know, we got an adventure with them right now with Nissan. And so Nissan's part owner of this. And so they're bringing lots of good products to us. So the Mitsubishi brand is not like it was maybe a few years ago when people thought. Now we've got, you know, the Eclipse crossover, they're offering 0% financing and just all kinds of crazy deals on the Mitsubishi. And then if you roll right over to the Hyundai product, it's got the America's best warranty. And, you know,
Hyundai is an example of an automobile that started out one thing and then turned into a whole other thing.
That's exactly right. Not only, you know, the quality, if you look at the quality of the car today and compared to what it was when it first started, and all of the extended warranty time that other manufacturers don't give, plus two, it's a nice, nice car with 40 miles a gallon.
Yeah, 40, and which you're not going to get with the Escalade. Has there ever been a difference where you know, it used to be, if you had a $70,000 car and you had a $20,000 car, you could tell the difference. A $20,000 car has all the same technology in it that the $70,000 car has. I mean, it's never been like that in the automotive industry.
Never has been. And technology has made a lot of changes. I mean, CarPlay and Android Play and all of these things that customers can get on every one of these vehicles, from a $70,000 to a $15,000 car.
That's exactly right. So we're having fun kind of showing off all the different things. And they all have their – I miss the Jeep. I got to be honest with you. That was fun. I mean, that was like going back to high school. You had tops off, door off. I mean, that was summer as summer gets. But this Escalade is unbelievable. Now you guys have got like $10,000 off.
That's exactly right. Right now is the time to buy. You know, it's they're starting to move the 18s out, and the 19s are starting to get here. So there is big rebates, not only on the premium vehicles, but just about everything across the board. It's really, really been good.
Also, $10,000 off the Cadillac CT6, which is an unbelievable car as well. So you can watch the video. We wrapped up your entire Forsythe Classic in 4 minutes, all 9 days of all the action, including thanking the volunteers and hard workers, because there's almost 400 people out there in the oppressive heat for most of that week that was doing backbreaking work to make sure that golf tournament turned out. And then we had a four-hole playoff. It was an incredibly exciting finish. And then we also got It's Hot Bob in several languages, if you want to check out the video, because 144 players from all across the globe, and some in golf voices. You know, we usually scream that, but when you're on a golf course, you have to have a little different voice. So it was a lot of fun.
I think it was awesome, man. That clip was put together nice, and it showed a lot of what happens in 4 days.
Yeah, it really does. Well, it was amazing, and check it out. We're going to be doing the next event this Friday, the Shake the Lake Concert Series. This is just one of three concerts that take place down there at the Lakeshore Landing, and that's the parking lot near the beach house. Food and drink will be available for purchase, but there's no admission to get in. This is a free concert, a fan appreciation concert. So literally, the Dancing Shake the Lake Concert Series presented by Decatur Park District and Newhoff Mead, and then our Hot 25 along with the Bob Brady Auto Group and our friends at Limitless Decatur and Macon County You can get the full list of events at nowdecatur.com. And then next week, which you guys will be back, we've got Come Together and Be Empowered, which is just a powerful event for cancer survivors, and it takes place in Fairview Park. And many people will remember it as the Race for the Cure. Not everyone realizes the name changes along the way. The reason that happened was, not anything bad about Race for the Cure. It's just they wouldn't guarantee that the money would stay here, and they wanted everybody to do all the work and raise all the money. And I think the community just figured out, hey, we're using your name, but we're doing all the work anyway. Now 100%, and there's bigger participation now than there ever has been. All of that money stays right here to go to cancer research and to help cancer patients in this community, which is a big deal. So come on out and join us. We'll have a Bob Brady a vehicle on display. We're also going to be taking team pictures along with the Decatur Memorial Hospital Foundation, and it will be a lot of fun. So the whole Hot 25 list at nowdecatur.com. And if you've missed some of the videos, French Fried 5K, we just put up the Forsyth Classic. Those are fun videos. You should be involved as a sponsor. You should be involved in a participant next year. Check it out. It's a great way to see what you missed. All right, so you guys are out there. You guys are all over the place. Is summer just a crazy time for everyone?
It really is for us. It's crazy. Hey, this Top 25 thing has been awesome for us, too, because this was a tough gig with all the things that we could have done and what we narrowed down to. This has been good for us.
Okay, well, I'm glad you guys are having fun with it because we're having a blast. And then it's good to give, groups, it's like, Consociate and Danzig, a nice pat on the back for what they do. I know it's not why you do it, Danny, but it is important for us to recognize these local businesses that keep doing this stuff.
Absolutely. And next year, I don't want to get past this year, but next year we're going to be in the new amphitheater. So, it's
nice.
Going to be... I think that'll be a game changer.
It certainly is. I was just talking to Senator Andy Bernard last hour about the Ag Academy and, the ability to have. In fact, I just got Howard's annual report, which is an interesting read. It always comes out, and he sends me a copy about the work they're doing, not only around the world, but the work that was done in Decatur in the last 12 months, but really $55 million over the last 20 years to this community of private money going into investments like this. I'm not sure everyone recognizes how fortunate we are.
Oh, I can't imagine without it.
Yeah.
Where we'd be.
Well, obviously that the municipal organizations wouldn't be able to do this on their own. And the idea that we're going to be doing that, Shake Lake's going to look a whole lot different next year in that brand new amphitheater. Guys, keep up the great work. What are we picking up next as far as our Bob Brady vehicle?
We're going to get a Honda Pilot Elite.
Okay, what is a Honda Pilot Elite?
I've seen these. These are fantastic.
Oh, they are. They're nice, and you're going to like them. The Honda Pilot's kind of the Elite's kind of our luxury edition of our third row SUV for Honda. Very good product, and a lot of you'll like it because there's a lot of technology that you like.
Yeah, well, it's just that's the way everybody expects it, right? You know what the automotive industry really understood pretty quickly, which was very smart on their behalf on the design process. It takes about 5 years from design to manufacturing to getting a car to your parking lot, right? They figured out instead of trying to make these dashboards the newest thing, that they made your phone the dashboard. Because the phone you're going to update a lot quicker than you update the car. And so as long as that phone can plug into that car, and the Cadillac, by the way, the armrest there in the center is a wireless charging station, which is fantastic. You got 4G Wi-Fi in the cabin, which is unbelievable. And then it just interfaces with the whole screen. But it did that with the Jeep. It does that with every price point because they figured out you're going to be carrying the latest technology with you. Just make this work inside the car.
The great thing about automobiles, too, is they know that people are in these vehicles a lot. And so when you're out and you're traveling, they want the comforts that they have just at home or anywhere in the office, whatnot. So that phone, that technology, that all comes together, makes a great package for people, that's for sure.
All right, it's the Hot 25. Check it out online at nowdecatur.com. Steve, we appreciate it. Danny, keep up the great work. Get to Shake the Lake this weekend, Friday night, 7th annual fan appreciation concert presented by Speed Lube. It's literally at the Lakeshore Landing parking lot. Food and drink will be available for purchase, but Danzig and the folks from Newhoff Media and the Decatur Park District, it's three concert series. This is the very first one this Friday.